Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. He's Mike.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
She's Angeline.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about Everest Rescue.
Oh, yes.
Which is Discovery's, maybe a new show, I'm
Discovery
not really sure.
Discovery Channel's new show all about saving people from the tallest mountain in the world.
Mount Everest,
that's right. People, of course, 800 people, we learn, around 800 people every year climb Mount Everest. But since it's so high, cold, mm-hmm. and dangerous, people do get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No big surprise. People get hurt in the supermarket every day. So, of course, they get hurt on Mount Everest. But rescuing a person from Mount Everest is a little bit harder from rescuing them if they fall in the street in the middle of a city. There are no roads up there. You can't call 911 or 119 or 999 and get an ambulance to drive up.
Mm-hmm.
It's helicopters. It's helicopters or nothing.
Wait, yesterday you didn't say helicopters. You used something else.
Choppers?
No.
It's the chicka-chicka-chicka machines, which you guys now know are called helicopters. And do you remember the name of the pilot we were looking at?
Ryan Skarecki.
Excuse me, I'm coughing. Ryan Skarecki, that's absolutely right. He's saving people, and he saved a guy's life yesterday, didn't
he? Yeah, that guy had a heart attack.
Amazing.
All he did was, well, actually not all that he did, but the first thing he did was he brought him down to a lower altitude, right?
Heart attack. He was going to die. He was going to die.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
You are,
that's
sure.
pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I've never saved someone from Mount Everest. Have you?
I haven't.
Thank you. All right. Anyway, so today we're going to be looking at another pilot who also saves people from Mount Everest. So this is going to be good stuff. I wonder what they're going to get sick or hurt with today.
Could it be an animal?
Oh, the Yeti.
Reading.
Everest Rescue. New Zealand pilot Jason Lane has a passion for rescue missions. He receives a SOS call stating that 20 climbers are stranded in a remote area of the Himalayas. The climbers are stuck on the cliff of a large glacier. Temperatures are below freezing, and they are without food or shelter. If they aren't rescued soon, they will likely all die. After receiving the news, Jason springs into action. Finding these climbers in time will be an extremely challenging task. Without exact coordinates, locating them is a matter of chance. Plus, time is not on Jason's side, as it will be dark in 4 hours. Next, the weather turns against him as the sky becomes cloudy. Jason is forced to postpone the mission until morning. The following day, Jason spots the climbers and feels relieved they're all still alive. Still, they're not out of the woods just yet. It's too difficult to land on the glacier. So, Jason keeps the helicopter in the air just above the ice. One by one, his team pulls the climbers on board and then lifts them to safety. For more unbelievable rescues like this, tune into Everest Rescue on Discovery.
So the pilot yesterday, Ryan Skarecki, I believe he was what? He was American.
Was he?
I think he was American. He was 42, but this was his first year on the job. That kind of shows you the experience you need
to be a good helicopter pilot
because Mount Everest is one of the hardest places you could fly a helicopter. Mm-hmm. So who's the pilot today?
Our article tells us it is New Zealand pilot Jason Lang.
Okay, New Zealand pilot Jason Lang.
Has a passion for rescue missions.
He's got a passion for rescue missions.
Can you finish the article with this accent?
New Zealand accent. I don't think I can, and all my New Zealand friends will punch me in the nose. Anyways, let's find out more about Jason Lang's rescue mission. It says he receives an SOS call stating that 20 climbers are stranded in a remote area of the Himalayas. Okay, so it's not just, of course, on Mount Everest mm-hmm. that they rescue people. There's lots of other mountains in that area. Some people are climbing, some people are just hiking around, but all of those people could be in danger. And when you're in danger, you might shout or signal
S-O-S.
That's right. It means save our souls. Or save us, we're in some kind of danger. You might know from the movie Titanic or reading about Titanic that that was the signal the Titanic was sending out to all the boats in the area to come and rescue us. We hit the ice, we're sinking, Jack and Rose are in the water, what are we going to do? So they send out an SOS. It's ...
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Is that Morse code?
That's what you do. You can do that with a flashlight, too. If you're ever on the ground in the woods and there's a plane or people looking for you, flash, 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 flash.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's easy to remember. I think that's why they picked SOS. It doesn't really mean save our souls. They just picked that because it's easy to remember. ... Help, help, help! SOS.
I know how to save myself now.
You do. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be Jack.
Okay,
You can be Rose and climb on the door and kick Jack off.
She didn't do that.
She totally did. Watch the movie again. He could fit on the door.
That's true. He could.
He could.
We saw the word stranded earlier. It's an adjective, and it means you are not able to move from the place where you are. Another word for stranded is stuck. You could be stranded in another country if the weather makes it difficult for you to fly, or if you have a flat tire, you'd be stranded.
Wow, so the climbers are stranded. They're stuck. Where are they stuck? It says the climbers are stuck on the cliff of a large glacier. That's not a place you want to be stuck.
Definitely not.
You can't get an Uber.
No?
No, no Ubers.
How about a taxi?
Up there. No taxis, not even a bus.
Chopper?
No, yeah, chopper. Maybe. You could. Not even an MRT because they're in the middle of nowhere. They're on the cliff of a large glacier. I want to go home. A cliff is basically something we find in nature, in geography, in the land. If you've ever driven down the east coast of Taiwan, I'm thinking like Hualien down to Taidong. Mm-hmm. You'll find a lot of areas where the road is here and the land drops very, very quickly, and then there's land down here, but there's this big rock wall. Mm. That is a cliff, basically. You don't want to fall off a cliff. You might go to places and people dive off cliffs into the water, into the ocean. Mm-hmm. We've seen that on TV. Very dangerous because cliffs are high places with fast drops, and of course you can get hurt if you fall off a cliff anywhere. For example, we could say the cliff divers of Acapulco are very famous all around the world.
Cool.
These tall men or skinny men who mm-hmm. jump from tall places into water and have swimming suits that don't move.
Wow.
I always wondered how they did that. Anyways, let's get back to the article. What's a glacier?
A glacier is a large piece of ice that
really
moves slowly down a mountain.
It's a frozen river.
Is it a river?
It's a frozen river.
Okay. Huh. Our article continues to say temperatures are below freezing.
Oh my gosh.
That means less than zero.
It's very cold.
It's negative.
Yes, it's minus something degrees.
And they are without food
or shelter. No shelter. No 7-Elevens, nothing.
No. Shelter refers to a place where you can get protection from the weather.
Like a tent. They didn't plan to be out there overnight. They didn't bring food. They don't have a tent. They could get very cold, very hungry, and die. And as the article says, if they aren't rescued soon, they will likely all die. You could also say they will all likely die. You could phrase it that way as well. Basically, it means they're in a very serious situation. A few hours, they might be okay, but if they have to stay there overnight, it could be bad.
Yeah.
Some of them could die.
Yeah. It's an emergency.
So let's go get them.
Okay, our article says, after receiving the news, Jason springs into action. Let's take a break to watch our shortcut for you to learn more about the phrase, spring into action.
Boing.
Shortcut for you.
Our summer vacation is coming up soon, but we still don't have a plan.
When is it again?
Next week.
Next week? Then we better spring into action.
It's summer vacation. It's not spring break.
Don't fall down over English phrases. To spring into action means to suddenly become active, start moving, or start working.
I understand now. Spring into action means 迅速而有力的行動。
Yes. So let's spring into action and start searching for places to go.
I want to...
There? Mm-hmm. Nah. How about here?
But then again, they're in the middle of the Himalayan mountain range. Mm. You can't just, like, go and find these people. They don't say, oh, we're on Glacier B. It's just to the left of Mountain F.No, they have to go find them. So finding these climbers in time will be an extremely challenging task. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. They don't have maybe GPS. I mean, if they had a cell phone, they probably don't have a signal.
Yeah, I don't think they have any reception.
They can't follow their cell phone or anything. So it will be very difficult or extremely challenging. And extremely is an adverb, extremely. It basically kind of means the same as very. It's extremely hard. It's very hard. It's extremely hot. It's very hot. That's all we're talking about.
Our third vocabulary word, challenging. Mm. C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. It's an adjective. Mm. If something is challenging, mm-hmm. it is difficult, mm. but in an interesting way, because it tests your ability to do something.
Mm.
For example, Tina got bored of her job very quickly because it wasn't challenging enough.
It was too easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard, difficult, demanding, Mm-mm. anything like that. Challenging things can be fun, can't they? Rescuing people from a mountain, it could be challenging. I'm not sure about fun, but I guess once you did it, you'd feel very good.
Yeah,
you were successful. But back to the pilot, it says, without exact coordinates, locating them is a matter of chance. Well, the coordinates, this is kind of what I was talking about with maps mm-hmm. or with GPS. It'll give you coordinates. Basically, a coordinate will be two lines that cross, and you'll be able to know where the lines cross. That's where they are. Hmm. We look at maps, and they have things like degrees and minutes and seconds and stuff like that. Those are coordinates. If you have another map that has all the letters from A to H across the top and all the numbers from 1 to 8 down the bottom, you can pick two. B4, those are the coordinates. You know the thing is in that area. So coordinates are numbers or information that can be plotted out on a map to give you an accurate place or an accurate location. If you don't have the coordinates, basically you're looking. That's all you're doing. You're up in your helicopter and you're trying to see the red jackets of the climbers. So mm-hmm. it is very challenging.
Coordinates, would they be also considered latitude and longitude?
Latitude and longitude on a map could be coordinates. That's the degrees, minutes, and seconds I mentioned.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so if something is a matter of chance, it happens by chance.
You gotta be lucky.
For example, winning the lottery is a matter of chance. Yep. It doesn't involve any skill.
Can't plan it. It's just going to happen.
You have tons and tons of money and you can buy every single number, maybe.
But that's just chance. It's not skill.
That still is chance.
Absolutely. Plus, to make things even more difficult, time is not on Jason's side as it will be dark in 4 hours, right?
Uh-oh.
You can't fly up there in the dark. And, of course, you can't see anything in the dark. So, as the article says, time is not on his side. He doesn't have extra time. Time is something he's worrying about. He's got to get lucky soon.
To make matters worse, our article says, next, the weather turns against him.
Oh, gosh.
As the sky becomes cloudy.
Ugh.
If something turns against you, it is not in your favor. What this means is that the weather makes things more difficult for Jason. So maybe there's a snowstorm that's coming up. Pretty much the weather is not good. There's no sun, maybe. And remember earlier, we also talked about how it's getting dark. It's going to get dark in 4 hours.
Wow, so the weather's closing in, the mm-hmm. light is getting worse, and they don't exactly know where to look. This sounds like they're basically going to have to win the lottery to find the people that night. And of course, it could be very dangerous for the pilot and the helicopter and anyone who travels, because they could crash. Now you'd have two people, two groups to go and rescue. So what do they do? They do something they probably don't want to do, but it's the smart and the safe thing to do. Mm-hmm. It says Jason is forced to postpone the mission until morning. There's nothing they can do about it that night. You can't make a bad situation worse by having the rescue helicopter crash as well. So they decide to postpone the mission. Postpone is P-O-S-T-P-O-N-E, postpone, postpone. And it's basically a verb that means to put something off. There's an activity, you can't do it now. You're not canceling it, you will do it, but just later on. For example, you might postpone a baseball game from Saturday to Sunday if it's raining Saturday afternoon. Well, let's just do it tomorrow. We'll do it just later on.
Our article says, the following day, Jason spots the climbers.
Yay!
And feels relieved they're all still alive.
I'm relieved they're alive.
Finally, okay.
He said, after finding them.
Our fifth vocabulary word, relieved. R-E-L-I-E-V-E-D is an adjective. If you are relieved, it means you are glad because you aren't worried about something.
Phew.
So he's relieved that the climbers are still there, and the most important thing, they're still alive.
I'm not worried anymore. That's a weight off my shoulders. I can finally sleep well. I'm so relieved. I was worried, but all of that's gone away now.
Here's an example sentence.
Okay.
Carol was relieved when a kind stranger returned her missing cell phone.
Well, that was nice. She was worried she'd lost it and all the numbers and information and I have it back.
Somebody gave it back to her.
That's nice. But still, he might have found the climbers, it says, but they are not out of the woods just yet,
right?
Are they
in the woods?
No, it means they're not out of danger.
Oh.
If you're in the woods, it means you're kind of lost. You could be in danger. If you're out of the woods, you can see where you are. You feel safer. So these guys, these climbers are there. They're probably freezing cold and very hungry. Hey, a helicopter!
Help.
And they're jumping around, but still they're not in the helicopter. And the helicopter's not back where it should be to safety. So they're not out of the woods yet. There is still some danger.
Our article says, it's too difficult to land on the glacier.
Oh, it's all ice. He doesn't know if it can...
What if it slips?
Right,
you know,
or glaciers slide. Often have big holes, big crevasses. So it could just like crash through the ice and go into a big hole. So what do they do? What do they do?
So Jason keeps the helicopter in the air just above the ice.
As we mentioned, helicopters can just hover or hang in the air like a hummingbird or a bee or something.
So he's not going to land on the ice.
Nope.
He's just going to stay in one position over the ice.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe just a few feet or a half a meter off the ice. He's a very skilled pilot. And then one by one, his team, the guys in the back, pull the climbers on board and then lifts them to safety. So they do get them off. It just takes a bit of time. They have to be very, very careful. And of course, when they bring them on board or into the helicopter, they do it one by one. One climber at a time. No rushing to the door. You guys wait there. One of you come forward. We get you and then we'll do another one. If you're ever being rescued, listen to the instructions of the rescuers. Don't push. Don't shove. People will get in more trouble. Just be smart, be safe, and do things one by one if you're told to.
Then our article says, for more unbelievable rescues like this, tune into Everest Rescue on Discovery. Our final vocabulary word, unbelievable. U-N-B-E-L-I-E-V-A-B-L-E. Unbelievable is an adjective. If something is unbelievable, it's very good, it's very successful, or impressive. For example, Cedric impressed the judges with his unbelievable voice. Okay, so Everest Rescue sounds like a really good show.
It really does. It sounds very exciting. I remember reading about these guys and understanding that, that helicopters are very hard to fly. I'm actually surprised they're allowed to film that. It does sound like a dangerous thing. I mean,
that's true.
Even for the camera guys in the helicopter.
Yeah, there's one helicopter.
There's a lot of extra weight there, but good for them. They've saved lots of people over the years. And I think every year more people go to Mount Everest to climb it. So they'll probably be even busier in the future. But yes, very brave people.
Okay, so that's all we have for our article today. But stay tuned for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, well, we can all agree that climbing Mount Everest is very dangerous, but people still do it. Flying helicopters, especially high up in the mountains, is dangerous, mm-hmm. but people still do it, and we're happy about that because they rescue others. Yeah. But what about you? What about me? What about in normal life? I've never saved anyone.
I've never climbed
Mount Everest. But what is the most dangerous thing that you have ever done? And we're not killed, because if you were killed, you can't tell us.
I wouldn't be here, yeah. Yes. Okay, I was in Whistler, which is a very famous mountain.
It's up in the mountains in Canada. Right? A big skiing area near Vancouver, okay.
And I was
Did you fight a bear?
No.
Oh, you were snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
That's kind of dangerous.
A little bit, right?
And then?
But I went to the terrain park.
The terrain park.
Which is kind of...
Jumps.
How do you explain that? Yeah, there's jumps and there's kind of like...
Bars
that you kind of slide on.
When you see people on a snowboard in the mountains but doing kind of skateboard stuff, jumping off tables and sliding along railings and bars and stuff like that. Okay, so it's a good place to break a leg.
Yeah.
It's good if you want to break a leg, that's a good place to go. What happened? What'd you do?
So I was on one of those bars.
Did you do a fakie no hands?
What is that?
Oh, I'll have to show you later on.
Yeah,
anyways,
please do show me. So I slid on the bar.
You slid on the bar, okay.
And
she
this
did
is
a
my
rail
first
slide.
Time. This is the first time I was doing it. And I was feeling really confident and really like, oh, nothing's going to happen to me.
That's when you fall and everyone points and laughs.
Yeah, so I made it across the entire bar.
Look at
and
me,
I was
I'm awesome.
So happy. And then I slipped and the end of the bar, at the very end.
Yeah.
Jammed into my back.
Oh!
Into the back of my back.
Oh! So you're like one of those internet videos we see. And you look so cool, and then crunch, and everyone goes, oh! So the bar was here, and you landed like that on
kind
your back?
Kind of like I landed like this, and then the bar went into my back.
Ouch!
And that's why I have back problems now.
Really?
I think it's because of that.
So you did kind of get a pretty... serious injury.
Yeah.
Did you have to go? Did they have to rescue you?
No, it was like I just got up and I was like, oh, nobody saw that, right?
Oh, you were younger.
Yeah.
When you're young, you're kind of made out of magic and chewing gum.
And then when you get older, you realize what happens.
There you go. So that's a good lesson. If you're ever in the mountains, be careful. Bad stuff happens. And if you do take a bad fall, even if you kind of feel okay, it might be good to go see a doctor.
Because probably best.
It could be something that, you know, years later you go, oh, I should have seen a doctor. Anyways, be careful out there, folks. If you do something kind of crazy, be careful. Wear a helmet. Protect your brain so that you can do crazier things in the future. But do be careful. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everest Rescue. New Zealand pilot Jason Lane has a passion for rescue missions. He receives a SOS call stating that 20 climbers are stranded in a remote area of the Himalayas. The climbers are stuck on the cliff of a large glacier. Temperatures are below freezing, and they are without food or shelter. If they aren't rescued soon, they will likely all die. After receiving the news, Jason springs into action. Finding these climbers in time will be an extremely challenging task. Without exact coordinates, locating them is a matter of chance. Plus, time is not on Jason's side, as it will be dark in 4 hours. Next, the weather turns against him as the sky becomes cloudy. Jason is forced to postpone the mission until morning. The following day, Jason spots the climbers and feels relieved they're all still alive. Still, they're not out of the woods just yet. It's too difficult to land on the glacier. So, Jason keeps the helicopter in the air, just above the ice. One by one, his team pulls the climbers on board, and then lifts them to safety. For more unbelievable rescues like this, tune into Everest Rescue on Discovery.
Vocabulary Review. Cliff. Dan stood on the cliff and looked down at the forest and river below. extremely. This bowl of soup is extremely hot. Please wait a few minutes before touching it. Challenging. Running in a long race is challenging. You need to practice a lot first. Postpone. The baseball game was postponed because of the heavy rain. We'll have to play another day. Relieved. Anna was relieved to learn that her missing dog was found safe and unhurt. Unbelievable. The basketball player made an unbelievable play that caused the audience to stand up and shout.